The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
To Garden Radio AM. Today is Friday, February 17th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. This is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have a provocative discussion today. We are having a discussion with this group who said they are a chosen people. They are chosen people, chosen by God. This is not just the first conversation I'm having. This is going to be my third conversation with them. However, they brought a captain down to explain things to me. The last time they were here, I said, man, the Zoom thing ain't working. The Zoom thing ain't working, and the captain keep on interrupting me when he have the people and read the Bible, right? And I said, no, captain, when you come down to the Bahamas, I can have a discussion for you. I'm going to make space for you because I want to know what this message you're telling us black folks in the Bahamas. Of too many Bahamian men joining your group in droves, and I want to know, what is it that you American men telling our Bahamian young men and women, because I see the women they're journeying to convince them that this is the chosen path? So this is what our discussion is going to be. And I say, I know how Americans go. They colonize us. They tend to dictate us island folks, because when you try to have a conversation with them, they say, no, you got to go like this. So I'm going to see how I can set some parameters with the good Captain Camarillo, if I pronounce your name correctly.
That is correct.
And I want this to be a conversation of learning. I want this a conversation of enlightenment, that I can understand the religion, because it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because, you know, there's been some interruption. So I'm going to start frankly. You brought an officer with you from the United States, right?
That is correct.
Right? And anyone who can see Guardian Radio live and going live to see the good German, these are good, handsome black men who are here explaining this movement, this religion, this enlightenment in the pursuit of God, the truth, truth in general. So we're going to start with that. We're going to start off with, who are you, Captain Camarillo? And when I say who are you, I need like a narrative. And then I want you to go on, how did you embrace the fact that you are a chosen person, that you are a Hebrew? No, change that. Nay, that you are an Israelite.
Because I said Israelites. That is correct.
Not Hebrew Israelites, a prefect, but
right.
An Israelite.
Right.
And I say, I know how the Israelites, and they ain't black like you. You's a dark fellow, right? I understand you saying you're an Israelite, but I say, I want to know how you get to claim it. But I want to start with you. Then I wanted you to give me a narrative about your bishop, but I'm going to ask that question directly to you if you allow me to, because you know we have an hour and I'm going to push this and get as much information out in this hour. Go ahead.
And we're ready. But first I want to give all praise to the Most High God in Christ, all right, our Savior, the black, okay, and Israel United in Christ, okay? Israel United in Christ is a Bible-based movement started in 2003 by our dear beloved Bishop Nathaniel, all right? And Bishop Kanai, and what it's grown to now that you see us here in 2023 is many schools throughout the world, all right, teaching our people our nationality, okay, which is our identity, laws that we must keep, and repentance, okay? So that's who we are, and that's what we're doing. That's what we teach. Now, myself, I am a captain in Israel United in Christ. I came up through the ranks, first as a brother and up through the ranks. I know you wanted to hit on that a little later.
Yep, definitely.
And how it came to be is because that's the Lord's mercy and the Lord's spirit that
so
he put
you
upon.
You had a Damascus moment where Jesus saved you when you was living your regular life and brought you to a place where of enlightenment that you found God.
What happened is many of us, okay, I dare say all of us have lost our identity. Therefore, mm-hmm. You know we got to go to Scripture, right?
I want to go to Scripture, and I'm going to give you time. I can give you time and wait till you introduce
what this
is.
That's how we got to explain.
I can give you time. I won't get this out of it.
I got you.
And I can give you at least 30 minutes of this Bible reading.
We're going to bring it out to you, yes. to the listening audience. But I was like many of my brothers. I was in the midst of sin. Okay, but it was the mercy of the Lord. I saw brothers teaching the Bible, and they gave me that which was always missing, an understanding of my identity and why things weren't going well in my life. Okay, to make it plain.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And I want to know the different positions so people can understand religion. You are a captain. I know who Bishop Nathaniel is. Right? Mm-hmm. I understand his chosen, his calling, and what he's doing for this movement. But I need to understand these ranks that you have.
So you need to understand government, because that's what this is, the establishing of government. So that's basically what you're asking. So I got to show you. Got to show you in the scriptures.
Get okay. that. I let you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Get that in Isaiah 9 and verse 6. Eliza, you're reading, right?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 9 and 6. So I'm going to show you how this is established, okay?
So you're saying
because this is biblical.
You're saying that these different positions that you have is biblical,
absolutely,
and that you have the religion has is a governmental type thing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're gonna let the Bible speak.
Yeah, but I understand. But I want to understand because you know I interpret things differently. But if you tell me, then and you have the script. Tell me what you mean.
This is a government being established on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is prophesied in the scriptures to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to show you biblically how it came about.
Now I see it. Now I see it.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government...
And the what?
And the government...
And the government...
Shall be upon his shoulder.
So Christ, being the commander of the government, okay, he was given to us. Who's the us? The Israelites. Okay? Now... How is this government going to be established? I want to get Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10, right quick. So you ask, well, how did I find out? It wasn't me. I didn't choose to find Christ. Okay, it was Christ's mercy. And this is what he does. Read that.
Ezekiel 37, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet,
mm-hmm.
an exceeding great army.
An exceeding great what?
Army.
Now, the government has an army, correct? Governments? Yes.
No, we don't have the army, no Bahamas, man.
What government is set up on the earth today?
No, we only talk about the Bahamas, man. Only as a matter. We are chosen people in the Bahamas.
We are chosen.
Read that again
for Brother C.A. Us.
In the Bahamas, we different. God tell us.
You said we're different.
Yes, okay. We are a special and chosen people inside the Bahamas.
We're going to show you who we are.
We don't tend to follow those other people.
Read that.
But go ahead.
So I prophesied as he commanded me,
uh-huh.
and they lived and stood up upon their feet,
mm-hmm.
an exceeding great army.
An exceeding great army, which is an extension of the government. Now, you asked about the positions.
Yes.
Get that in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 15. You guys, how? Because you see captains and
yes.
you see officers.
And tell me what all positions they are. So now I know there's a such thing as a captain. And right. I know there's a such thing as an officer.
It's just such ranking structures.
But what are the ranks?
Yeah. The ranks, you have soldiers, officers.
Okay, I understand that.
Captains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the ranks are established because when you have a structure set up, you have to have men in place that can judge the people, that can solve problems.
Yes.
We're going to read that. That was actually a counsel that was given to Moses.
I'm going
to
let him read it down, but question. So there's only, you call three ranks. There are only three ranks. Just making sure that
you have deacons and you have the bishop.
I didn't realize that.
And okay. Bishops,
okay. So it's bishop, deacons, mm-hmm. captains, soldiers, officers, then soldiers.
Correct.
Good. Now I agree. I got you, Jude. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 15. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known captains over thousands.
You see that? Wait a minute. We're reading the Bible and you're reading about captains.
I see so captains. Yeah. Yep. I see the captains.
Mm-hmm. And captains over hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And captains over fifties.
Mm-hmm.
And captains over tens. And officers.
And what?
And officers.
And officers. Now give 1 Timothy 3. Mm-hmm. I just want you to read about the bishops and I want you to jump down. Was it verse 11, 12 about the deacons?
1 Timothy chapter 3.
Verse 1.
Verse 1. Finally, brethren. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop.
The office of a bishop. Go ahead.
He desireth a good work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to jump down to verse 12.
Verse 12. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well.
Now, when you go on and read on about the spirits or the attributes of a bishop and the attributes of deacons, when you read the rest of 1 Timothy 3, but I know for the sake of time, you're just asking, okay, if is these things biblical?
I see it. I see you see a bishop, you see the deacon, you see the captains, and of course, he calls the office. Mm-hmm. So it seems as if you're trying to create an army. And I understand that you're going to read the scripture which says that there should be an army, but this is a physical army. It seems to be your organization.
This is creating a spiritual army.
Because I've seen you on Facebook. It's about 10, 20, 30,000 strong of men being disciplined and being directed by captains, soldiers. Mm-hmm. It seems to be an army. And I'm trying to see, besides being an army, and of course you're going to read the scripture on that, right? Is there any place for atonement or getting and searching for God?
Well, we are becoming because God has called us. This is all of the Lord. And I want to show you something because you said discipline. You see these men are disciplined.
Yes, the discipline.
Get that in Wisdom of Solomon. Because what you see before you are brothers that may have been on drugs before, may have sold drugs, may have been in adultery in the midst of all kind of whoredom and fornication. These things that we were, these spirits, okay, that we were under, all right, these ungodly spirits, the Lord has cleaned us up. And now what you see, that exceeding great army that we read in Ezekiel 37, you have to have this first. Read that.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
Mm-hmm. Start at 4.
Verse 4. Mm-hmm. For into a malicious soul wisdom shall not enter.
So we've all been malicious when we've been involved in all of these things that I mentioned before. God says wisdom cannot enter into you when you're in that state. Go ahead.
Nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin.
Subject unto sin. Sin means transgressing God's commandments. Wisdom can't dwell in you when you're subject to sin. Read.
For the Holy Spirit of discipline.
The what?
The Holy Spirit of discipline.
Have you ever heard anyone say they got the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, the Christians know that.
Christians all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But the Bible says what?
For the Holy Spirit of discipline will...
Discipline is a Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
Will flee deceit.
Uh-huh.
And remove from thoughts that are without understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in.
So if you're in the midst of sin, the Holy Spirit of discipline is not in you. So you're absolutely right. When you see disciplined men, these are men that are no longer living those sinful lives.
So I got a text now.
Okay.
I want to know about your Bishop Nathaniel.
Okay.
Who is he? I know you can't have no scripture to explain that. But from your experience, right? Because I know you're Florida.
Is that, yes.
Yes, right? Yes. And I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, the bishop is not based in Florida?
The organization that Bishop runs was established in New York.
In New York.
Yes.
And they want to know how did or why did he feel it necessary to start this religion?
Okay. So first of all, it's not a religion.
It's not a religion.
It's not a religion.
Go ahead.
It's us returning back to who we are. Okay.
And I want to explain the difference.
Yes. I want to explain that. Get Hosea 1 and 10, and then I'm going to answer the question about Bishop.
Mm.
Okay. Because Bishop was called by God to do this. Okay. And he's the general of Israel united in Christ. We say he's the general of Israel. Okay.
Okay.
Read that.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass.
Now, wait a minute. It says it shall come to pass. So the future prophecy is what we're reading about that was given to Hosea at that time. Go ahead.
That in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people.
Right here in Bahamas. Ye are not my people because you call yourselves Bahamians. Go ahead.
There it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God.
So now, last night, we talked to a lot of brothers and sisters that called themselves Haitians, themselves Bahamians, and we taught them, no, you are Israelites of the tribe of Levi. You're Israelites of the tribe of Benjamin. Some are Israelites of the tribe of Judah. In the place where it was said, you are not God's people, there it will be said, you are the children of the living God.
Okay, so but go back to the bishop now, because I'm going to follow up, because I embrace Igbo. I am an Igbo man. We are pre this Hebrew and Israelites that you said. Really? We are the original man. We came out of a Western Africa.
Right.
And where you speak of is Northern, right? And then the concept of Jesus and the concept of this is after the creation. Right? And so I'm kind of
confused. What do you mean by that?
No. I'm going to talk with the bishop first.
Okay.
And we'll come by that. See, so this is where the disconnect. Your religion seems modern. And that's not even the necessary question. When you picture of, you said, Israelites, right? Which were African people, right? Northern African type people. There are different people who claim in that also. So I want to know, how is it that you say that you're the real Israelites when there are other groups? But that's not what I want to talk about now. We can talk about that next. I want to talk about how the bishop decided that he would be the bishop, how he was chosen, what happened to cause this movement.
Okay, first of all, none of us decide to go that we want to be the positions that we're given.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me Jeremiah 1 and 5. I'm going to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that the Spirit of God was put upon him, and he had elders and teachers, and he rose up through the ranks, and now it's his time to lead. Okay,
so it's similar, but like Jamaat Ul Islam with the prophet, the black prophet Muhammad, when he said God influenced him, and then he got enlightened.
No,
it's not similar to that.
No,
it's the same narrative. It sounds like though.
No.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
This is the Lord speaking.
Yes.
Before I formed you in the belly.
I knew thee.
Mm-hmm.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Uh-huh.
And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
And he did what?
Ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
So that's how we get to the positions that we are. That's God's spirit. And that's God's spirit on Bishop Nathaniel. Okay? He didn't decide that. Like I said, as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the knowledge of who he is, and he was taught under seven elders. And as they split off, you get to the point where there came a time in 2003, he established Israel United in Christ. And now you see the fruits of that.
There were several Hebrew Israelites group.
Yes,
who claim to be.
There are many Christian groups.
Got me? Look at that. But I would know.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the rivers tend to have different tributaries,
mm-hmm.
but they all come from one source.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what source link you to all of the other Israelite group, and why the conky Joe looking Israelites are not the real Israelites.
And say the last word again.
The conky Joe looking Israelites.
Uh huh.
Why they're not the real Israelites?
Okay. So let's answer the first part first. All right. Let's go to Luke chapter 9. That what joins us all together. Is the understanding that we are God's chosen people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all teach that we are the biblical Israelites. And how do we know that? Because the scriptures bear witness to it. We'll go into Deuteronomy 28, but this is where we begin to understand how we know today that we are the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get Luke chapter 9, verse 49. Yes.
And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name,
mm-hmm.
and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us.
So there are some that are not in Israel united in Christ. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not.
Do what?
Forbid him not.
Uh-huh.
For he that is not against us is for us.
So you see, there are other camps, but we still are under the umbrella that we teach that we are the biblical Israelites, right? And that you must repent, okay? And keep God's commandments. If you don't do that, there is no salvation for you. There's no kingdom for you.
I'm just checking. Do you have someone invited from in Zoom coming in today? Or
yes,
you do.
Yes.
So let me. Is that our captain also, or that's just one of your? I'm not sure. Well, I know I do have someone in Zoom, and I'm just trying to make sure.
We sent the link out. I don't know.
Okay, observers.
Yes.
So good. Yeah. Just in case you want them to join in, just let me know, right? Going back, I asked you, I was telling you, you explained to me that there are many tributaries mm-hmm. of Israelites, mm-hmm. right? And I mentioned also that there are some white Israelites out there.
Really?
That's what I'm going to get. Okay. I see right. your controversy. Okay. I know where Israel is. Mm-hmm. And then they don't look like
now, you. Now you're talking about the land of Israel.
The land of Israel.
Okay.
You know, and I know many of you, you say something with scattered and whatever it is, because I'm not sure how you get a claim as Caribbean people into your religion. Or you say we're using the word loosely. But why aren't they, who have all these Torah book and that mm-hmm. and the books that you use, mm-hmm. would you seem to get your knowledge from mm-hmm. books that they hold sacred, that they've been carrying around for generations, that you have now possessed now, not through the heritage or linkage to your Africanness, but through their writings. You're reading an English book, right? The interpretation from them. Why is it that they're not the Israelite, but you are the Israelite, and you're using their books?
Okay, so we're going to, first of all, it's not their books. And we're going to explain it. Okay?
I'm going to give you I know Congo people write this book. I know. You can tell me which African person you know write this book.
You want to know who wrote the book?
Go ahead. Tell me who wrote it.
Okay. Get Psalms chapter 68, verse 11.
I think they write that
and,
name.
And then mm-hmm. we're going to get 2 Peter 1 and 20. And then I'm going to answer the question, how do we know
that they
are not the Israelites?
I just want you to confirm that Peter is an Anglo word, right? No, Peter? That sounds very English. Just listen. That's just me. Peter sounds Anglo.
Let's let the Bible speak.
It don't sound Hebrew
let
me.
Let the Bible speak. Yeah, you know, you have many Bahamians. Mm-hmm. What are their names? Where do their names go back to?
Sound like Anglo, too. They're okay. All these okay. Anglo people.
And they're black as you and me, right?
Yeah, they are black as you and I.
All right. Yes. All right. Go ahead. Let's go.
Psalms chapter 68, verse 11. Uh-huh. The Lord gave the word.
Read that again.
The Lord gave the word.
Uh-huh.
Great was the company of those that published it.
So, CA, the Bible's telling us who gave the word.
God gave the word.
God gave the word. Go ahead. Read on.
Great.
Read it again.
The Lord gave the word.
Uh-huh.
Great was the company of those that published it.
Mm-hmm. So, the word came from God. Now, I want to get 2 Peter 1 and 20. That's right. That's what I want. 20 and 21. Let's go
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Now, I want to go here. There's other scriptures I can go to, but I want to go here first because I heard you say earlier about, you know, this might not be the way you interpret things.
Go ahead.
Right? We're showing you that it doesn't matter how we interpret things. Mm-hmm. We have to go as it is written. Okay? This is how, as it is written, we're going to show you that those other people that claim our nationality, Christ said they're not. Read that again from the top.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Uh-huh.
Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation,
mm-hmm.
for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man,
uh-huh.
but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
You know who those holy men were?
Go ahead.
Those ones that Jeremiah said were appointed from the womb. Those are the holy men that wrote this Bible. All the prophets, get that in Amos 2 and 11, all the prophets are Israelites. Muhammad's not a prophet, nor are any of these other religious, claim to be religious men, prophets.
Muhammad's not a prophet?
Only the Israelites. Let's see what the Bible says.
Mm. Amos chapter 2, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And I raised up your son, and I raised up of your sons mm-hmm. for prophets, and of your young men, said, not even thus, O ye children of Israel, mm-hmm. said the Lord.
Is it not even thus, oh, you what?
Children of Israel.
It doesn't say any other nation. Only the children of Israel. That's where the prophets come from. Okay? And we are the sons of the prophets. Okay?
So the Israelites, I know you believe in a black Christ. I understand that. I embrace that.
You believe in the black Christ.
Yes, that's what I said. I embrace that. I understand that. I embrace that. Right. I believe that God made a black man, mm-hmm. and all of creation came out of that black man. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But when I listen to you, it seems as if you're saying that when our Lord returns, right? I'm not sure if you say that the Lord is returning, by the way, mm-hmm. so you can confirm that.
Yes.
That he is coming for a chosen group of people, which is the narrative of Christianity in general. He's coming for a chosen group of people. But I'm interpreting that you're saying that this chosen group of people can be dark skin. You let me know.
We're not going by skin. So, we're going by seed.
So some bright skinned people can go into heaven. You're saying?
As long as they're of the seed of Israel.
So as long as they have some black blood? So go ahead.
The Super Bowl just occurred in America. Right?
I saw Rihanna. I watched the Rihanna show. That was nice. Okay. You know, she's pregnant now.
Yeah, that's whoredom. Yeah. But anyway, the Super Bowl winning quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, you know what he looks like. Yeah. Very light-skinned brother, right?
Yeah.
Now, he married a Caucasian woman, mm-hmm. and he has children. I don't know if you've seen a picture of his children. Mm-hmm. Very fair-skinned yes. children. But the seed line comes through the father. Get that for me. Mm-hmm. And when you go back, Patrick Mahomes' father is an Israelite man,
mm.
right? So those of his offspring, right, are Israelites. Now, his father's dark,
mm-hmm.
but now you look at his grandchildren, very fair skin. You might even think they're white children. They're Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
But it's of the seed. So when you ask about skin color, it's not about color. Read that.
Numbers 1:18.
Mm-hmm.
And they assemble all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declare their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers.
That the bloodline comes through the house of your fathers. Okay. You know why we don't understand stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we look at the other nations, like for instance, you've seen a Chinese movie before, mm-hmm. right? And the storyline is always defending the honor of thy fathers, mm-hmm. right? We're raised by our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about our fathers. We defending our mama. Don't you be talking about my mama. So we don't have this understanding. This is what we have to return to. This is what we have to bring our men and our women back to. But now I want to answer the question about the Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me that in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 5. Ezekiel 36 and verse 5. And there's many other scriptures, but I'm only going to give you two.
I just want to make sure they get into heaven, too.
I want to make they're going to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 4, God.
Mm-hmm.
Surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen
mm-hmm.
and against all Idumea.
Idumea is a Greek word for Edom. Mm-hmm. Edom is the so-called white man or Caucasians on the earth today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We read about them in Genesis 25 and Genesis 36. Read on.
Which have appointed my land.
What did they do?
Appointed my land
uh-huh.
into their possession.
So wait a minute. God gave that land. He promised that land to the Israelites.
Mm.
Through Abraham, he said, in thy seed. But this scripture says, read that again from the top.
Therefore, thus said the Lord. This is the book of Ezekiel chapter 36, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, thus said the Lord God. Surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen
mm-hmm.
and against all Idumea,
mm-hmm.
which have appointed my land into their possession
mm-hmm.
with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey.
So when did they appoint the land of Israel into their possessions? In 1948. Who did that? Caucasians.
Mm.
Revelations 2 and 9. And then we can go to your next question.
Yeah.
Revelations chapter 2. And verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
So hold on a second. Thy works, thy tribulation. What is tribulation, CA? That's that hard oppression
mm-hmm.
that you see black people suffer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I know thy works, thy tribulation, and thy poverty. Okay? The people that claim to be Jews today, the bank, the jewelers, the media moguls, are they impoverished?
Mm.
No. But Christ knew that they were going to steal our identity one day because we, as we read earlier, in the lands that it was said, you are not God's people. We were what? Renamed. We call ourselves Gentiles. Read on.
Revelation 2 and 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty,
mm-hmm.
but thou art rich.
Because the kingdom belongs to us. Read.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
Uh-huh.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
That's what Christ said.
Synagogue of Satan.
the synagogue of Satan.
As you know, the oldest fossils are from Ethiopia, right? That the origin of man it has been secured in Africa. We know that the Bantu movement, this is where I come in, Igbo, the Bantu movement came out of Western Africa and we moved northward, right? And we populated the entire world, Bantu, right? The Bantu meet some Neanderthals up north, right? And give them some of our DNA. And then we now have the common human beings, right? So I know you're saying the bloodline to give the Neanderthals human DNA, so they are now a part of our bloodline. Back to my initial question on whether the Conky Joe looking people get into heaven, and you said they got it once they have the blood inside them, the DNA inside them, they are able to.
Who said that?
Yeah, you said that.
No, I didn't say that.
So you said nothing but the blood?
No, I didn't say once Caucasians have DNA or blood. Like, we didn't go to DNA.
So despite having our Bantu
you
blood,
asked about color.
Yeah,
and I gave you an example.
And I was sure you saying that
those children are not Caucasians.
And then you saying that. I mean, none of them are Caucasian because they have our Bantu blood in them.
Listen again. Mm-hmm. We got to read it again.
But I just want to establish. Okay. Once they have the Bantu blood inside them, which all of them do, they will have the lineage that you claim. That's what I'm asking. You said that once they have, you give the example about the football player and his descendants, and they said that he had the bloodline. Therefore, his children will have the access to get into heaven. And I'm saying the history has shown that us Bantu has given them the bloodline. That's how they become part of our human race. So, yes, you know, I agree with you that they can get to heaven.
1 Timothy 6 and 20.
So, you agree with me. They can get to go to heaven then. The Caucasian looking people.
I agree with what the Bible says.
And the Bible says.
And I heard all you said.
Yes.
I'm going to straighten it back out.
I'm just making sure
I'm
that you know
straighten it
there
back
was
out.
A Bantu movement.
They got a little crooked there, CA.
And science has proven that the Bantu mixed with the Neanderthals.
Wait a minute. You said what is proven?
Science.
Okay, thank you.
And you know, God is science.
Okay.
Because right. You know, all the miracles can be explained through science.
Right, right.
And God, you know? Right. So I'm just saying that by your narrative.
So you say.
But no, as you, I don't know. I just learned all these things with the bloodline now by you saying, and I just putting that against the Bantu movement.
Let's read about science. Let's read about the science.
First,
because now.
Are you familiar with the Bantu movement? The movement of us black people up north?
I'm familiar with in Africa. Mm-hmm. You have Africans like Nilotes, Nilotic people.
No, we pretend all that. They're young people.
Hold on.
We are the original.
And then you have Israelites.
No.
They're
young people. They're young people.
Some go by the names of Bantu. Some go by the names of Igbos.
We are the original.
Some go by the names of the Ashantis.
The Ashanti and even Igbo come later. Bantu is before that.
Okay. Right.
Bantu populated the
this is what we're going to do, CA.
Go ahead.
We got to believe by what the Bible says, CA.
And I want to talk.
Because you know what?
How come you don't quote the Quran nor the Quran to find out which one is the true book? You know? Or the book of the dead Egyptians.
I want you to hold
to see what is the true book. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I appreciate the Bible. I appreciate this King James version, that Conky Joe man from an England book. Right. But I want to have an African narrative because you clearly look like me.
Where was the Garden of Eden?
I think that's a make-believe story, but that's just me. Okay. I think the Garden of Eden.
But you keep claiming Africa.
Yes.
What was Africa called before it was Africa?
Are we going back to Pangaea when there's one great continent? Oh. Or are we going?
You got a lot of doctrines there, CA.
I'm just trying to find what's a true doctrine because.
Okay. So we're going to show you. We're going to show you.
Your religion, and you say, I use it loosely because I remember saying it's not a religion.
I know.
Right?
You keep saying religion, but it's a youthful religion. Okay.
Because the original man comes before
we're going to explain that.
When God created an original man, he didn't create religion.
That's
and
correct.
I see this youthful religion that you have.
Okay.
It's later, and I'm trying to see where it fits general conversation.
We're going to explain it.
Go ahead.
We're going to explain all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So give me 1 Timothy 6 and 20.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. Mm-hmm. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings. And
Avoiding what?
Profane and vain babblings.
All of that what you say sounds good to the unlearned man. But the Bible says it's what?
Vain babblings.
Babblings. Mm. Okay. And the reason is because we have to go, thus saith the Lord. And I'm going to explain why. Go ahead.
And oppositions of science.
And what?
And oppositions of science.
Opposing science.
falsely so-called.
Okay, your white man's knowledge, mm-hmm. we don't go by that. We go by the Bible. This is why. Give me that in Isaiah 46 and 10. Yes. Oh, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish that.
Which some professing mm-hmm. have erred concerning the faith.
Which some professing that science have erred concerning the faith. Now, go to Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10.
And then get Isaiah 34, 16.
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Mm-hmm. Declaring the end from the beginning.
Who did that? God did that. Mm-hmm. He declared the end from the beginning. He gave us all the knowledge when we read in Deuteronomy 28 of where we would be today. You can't go to the Egyptian Book of the Dead. You can't go to the Quran and show who we are in 2023. But you know where you can go? Right here in this Bible. Go ahead, read it.
Isaiah 46 and 10. Uh-huh. Declaring the end from the beginning mm-hmm. and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
From ancient times, those things which shall come to pass. Go ahead.
Saying, my counsel shall stand mm-hmm. and I will do all my pleasure.
The Lord says his counsel shall stand. So when he said we were going to go on go into captivity or slavery on slave ships, it happened. When he said that we would serve other nations for food and shelter and clothing and the want of all things, it has happened. When he said another nation, I want to just touch on that just for a second. When I flew in here, I ain't see nobody else that looked like me on that plane.
No.
But you know what I saw? Mm-hmm. When I was going through customs, I saw a bunch of Caucasians from America, from Europe, from Australia. And guess what they're coming to do? Get that in Nehemiah 9:36. I'm going to show you what they're coming to do. They're coming to enjoy the great weather here and the beautiful scenery. And who's going to be serving them? Read that.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 36. Uh-huh. Behold, we are servants this day mm-hmm. and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it.
Here in the Bahamas, our people are still serving their oppressors. They're coming over and they're enjoying the fruits of the land. Read.
And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings mm-hmm. whom thou hast set over us mm-hmm. because of our sins.
Because of our sins, our oppressors come and enjoy this land and have a servant. Now, read on.
But I want to interrupt you here. Captain, at times, I see the texts are saying that also. You speak of an Americanized spirit. Right. No. And whereas it seems as if you're dictating to us, the Bahamas, the Caribbean people, who are mm-hmm. the chosen people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that only your way is the enlightened way. And when we question you, say, well, we understand that you have a different way, but it's not our way. That's a colonizer spirit. You have been influenced over the years by the Concojo people that you speak of.
Can I say something?
You are ontologically white in your utterance of your religion.
Now I'm going to show you again where you're wrong. Go ahead, officer.
That's the colonizer spirit right talking about now.
Okay. Yeah. But hold on a second. What we're reading, you can't deny. Finish that first.
Like I said,
you can't deny this truth.
I like this Conky Joe book, this King James version.
Tell me this is wrong. Tell me that these Caucasians are not coming to the island, staying in these beautiful resorts, and having black people braid their hair.
Yeah.
Having black people giving them massages and rubbing their dirty, nasty feet. And having black people serve them. But tell me that's not true, CA.
But they are black also, though. You don't think they're black also since?
CA, I'm telling you, I was in immigration. Mm-hmm. And besides the three brothers that were playing music and all of our people that were serving, you know, the administrative people, I saw nothing but Caucasians. Finish that scripture. You gotta finish that scripture.
Also, they have dominion.
They have what?
Dominion over our bodies.
That's why they call us boy and all kind of other derogatory terms. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, CA, you cannot dispute this. In the customs building,
go ahead.
They had a big sign about sex slavery, right? Mm-hmm. Why do they have that there? Because those Europeans and those Australians and those American Caucasians, they come down here and prostitute our daughters and our sons.
But like I said,
same thing they did to us in slavery.
Like I said, And I understand.
It's true, though.
No, and that's all subjective.
Okay. You know the truth,
still okay. Speak like a colonizer.
Okay.
And I believe it's because you have been living in the United States for so long, right?
You think that's
why? You have adopted colonizer ways on how you introduce your religion. See, I want to know about atonement.
Is Christ a colonizer?
The religion itself or the person?
No. Christ. Is he a colonizer?
I don't think Yeshua was a colonizer.
You don't think so?
No,
I want to read some for you.
But go ahead. Read
Luke chapter 4, verse 24.
14, 23. What did he command us to do?
Go ahead.
What did he command us to do?
Luke chapter 14. And bring...
23.
And the Lord said unto the servant...
So who's speaking?
The Lord.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go out into the highways and hedges.
Go out. Don't sit in a church. Go out to where your people are. Go ahead.
And compel them to come in.
What does that mean, compel?
To encourage.
No.
No?
No.
Go ahead.
You go force them. You're going to go bring this word to them. Let's look up the definition of compel. You read on.
That's them fighting words again. That's them colonizer type of words again.
And we're going to see if Christ was a colonizer.
I'm getting a little concerned now. I'm getting a little concerned.
And compel them to come in that my house may be filled.
And compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Let's read that definition. Get a couple of synonyms.
Compel. Force.
Wait a minute. What's the first word?
Lord, they force.
Force. Force.
Mm-hmm. Or oblige.
Christ said, wait a minute. Christ said, force them.
What?
To come in. Is Christ a colonizer? Because we got the spirit of Christ here.
I'm a little concerned now.
Oh, you should be concerned.
I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned because I need to go do some more research, because if Christ was a colonizer, he ain't right for our people.
Then he ain't the same Jesus that you thought you knew.
Time to put a pause. Time to put it on pause. But I know you believe that the Hispanics, the black persons from West Africa, Africans in general, are part of the lost tribes of Judah, right?
Of Israel, forgive me.
What about the Asian people? Will they make it into this heaven you speak of, or they are not included? They don't have this bloodline, like you said.
So all these other nations are going to get... Let's just get this.
They do them too?
Isaiah 14.
They ain't going to make it into heaven.
We're going to read it.
Heaven only going to be what black people look like.
We're going to read it.
Only going to be dark-skinned people in heaven look like. All right. I just said.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with beautiful black?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 1.
Start at 1, yes, sir.
For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them.
Those are the other nations that you're so concerned about. Read on.
And they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them into their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them.
Wait a minute. The house of Israel shall what?
Possess them.
Shall possess them. Just like we are being possessed by them now. They are our oppressors. It says the house of Israel. So-called blacks and Hispanics shall possess them. Go ahead.
In the land of the Lord.
In our homeland. Go ahead.
For servants.
For what?
Servants.
Uh-huh.
And handmaids.
Just like they do us today. Go ahead.
And they shall take them captives.
Now, here's the good part.
Mm-hmm.
This should bring joy to your spirit, C.A. Go ahead.
And they shall take them captives,
mm-hmm.
whose captives they were.
Uh-huh.
And they shall rule.
And they shall what?
They shall rule
uh-huh.
over their oppressors.
That's the kingdom of heaven on earth, CA.
When I was doing research about the Israel United in Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? Of course, the internet and the spin doctors and the media
mm-hmm.
Post sometimes negative connotations
mm-hmm.
purposely, right? Trying to block
your
agenda. Right, but I have a text here. I'm from a Bohemian, and in fact, this is a white Bohemian, Conky Joe Bohemian.
Okay,
and she's saying, I assume it's a she. It just seems to be a she. Said that y'all angry,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. What you're saying is disturbing. The internet also have the group as a hate group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say y'all just hate.
Mm.
Right, I was thinking, speaking of the brother, it's not that we hate people, we just love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm listening to see if one or two of the Conky Joe Bohemians could make it into heaven, this heaven of ours, yours.
We just read it.
And
it could be there.
It could be
there. As servants and handmaids.
God have mercy. God of mercy. And so what do you say when people say, man, y'all just angry? Y'all just hate people. Y'all ain't want nobody to come in. Y'all having to just be empty and full of docs. I mean, I call the blocks and people, mm-hmm. but they mm-hmm. just say, no, y'all excusatory.
Okay. Give me Ecclesiastes 7:7, and then we're going to go to Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Ephesians 4. Read that. Ecclesiastes 7:7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 7.
This is the answer as to us being angry.
Go ahead.
Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, mm-hmm. and a gift destroyeth the heart.
So when I was standing when I first came here, the customs,
mm-hmm.
and I see all these Caucasians, and I you got to keep in mind, I was on the plane with them. Very rude people, mm-hmm. okay? Very rude.
Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. And Europeans.
Okay.
Okay.
You're from the United States too, by the way. Just saying.
I am, and I'm not American.
Okay.
I yield again.
Go ahead. I yield.
So, very rude people. And I see our people serving them. I'm like, in this beautiful land,
mm-hmm.
and we are made to be oppressed in it.
Mm.
You know, we are serving the vilest people on the earth. The Bible says that. Mm. That's not our words. That's not what the Bible says. Okay? It says oppression maketh a wise man mad. So what does that mean? If you're not upset about this, mm-hmm. the Bible says you don't have no wisdom. Mm. You don't have no wisdom. Now, what do we do with our anger? Get that in Ephesians.
Go ahead. Because y'all do sound angry at times.
Yes, we do. I just explained why.
Mm. Yeah, I acknowledge that.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
Yep.
Be ye angry.
Stop.
Be ye angry. What did
it say?
Be ye angry.
The Bible's telling us we got reason to be angry.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Be ye angry and sin not.
But what?
Sin not.
But we're not going to pick up arms. We're not going to go out. The Bible says, if all possible, be at peace with all men.
Y'all are the army.
Even though we're angry.
But you say you're an army at the beginning.
Yes, we are.
I'm sure.
Spiritual army.
Ah.
And we read it.
Okay.
That life coming into the people is when we go out in the streets mm-hmm. and we teach our brothers, stop whoring out your sisters and marry them and build families. Sisters, stop being whores and jumping from men to men to men and having multiple children.
Ooh.
That's teaching our people to get off of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Amen. Amen. I got you. You mentioned the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Twice so far. No, maybe three times. I've seen female women,
mm-hmm.
Israelites,
mm-hmm.
in the Bahamas. So far, in all the videos, this is a man-centric religion.
Mm.
It seems as if y'all are dominating our black sisters. You don't include them in none of the preaching at all. They are nowhere to be found. It's like you don't like women. You're trying to subjugate them. And this, and we're going into Women's Empowerment Month soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen no reference of women in your religion at all. Like, they don't matter. I've seen subjugated religions who subjugate women.
So from the outside in, you mm-hmm. think we don't care about the women.
I only can see what I talk about.
We got to clear that up.
You need to clear it up.
That's some misconception.
You need to clear it up. Where the beautiful
women?
Where the beautiful women you are supposed to have?
We're gonna show you. Now we're gonna first show you. Mm-hmm. Say they don't teach. Not out on the streets,
mm-hmm.
but they are definitely teaching. Let's read that. Mm-hmm.
Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. The aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
Because you got a lot of women in the Christian church that claim they're holy,
mm-hmm.
right? But they don't do the following. Read.
Not false accusers,
mm-hmm.
not given to much wine.
Not drunkards.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Teachers of good things.
The commandments, read.
That they may teach the young women to be sober,
uh-huh.
to love their husbands.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
In a day and age where you have so much feminism,
mm-hmm.
who's teaching the young women to love their husbands? Again, going back to that Holy Spirit of discipline. Okay, read.
To love their children.
To love their children. You see so many acts of women abusing their children.
Mm.
They have to be taught to love their children. While we're out going and compelling
mm-hmm.
those that are in the highways and hedges to come in, the women are back here getting these women in an order.
So your women so in the background.
Teach. Yes. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is of vital importance in order for you to raise up a nation.
Mm.
Okay? Read on.
To be discreet.
To be what?
Discreet.
Don't be showing your pregnant stomach and all your curves and
buttocks and breastises at the Super Bowl.
You're talking about Rihanna again.
She didn't look good, though. She didn't look good.
Read that part again.
To be discreet.
Go ahead.
Chaste. Keepers at home.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Obedient to their own husbands.
They don't teach that in a Christian church. Because that means there's no 50-50. Read.
That the word of God be not blasphemed.
That the word of God be not blasphemed. So all of these spirits, all these attributes are of the word of God. So you ask where they at. Now, I want to answer, why don't you see them out in the streets? Or like you'll see women in the pulpit.
Answer that because I have 2 minutes and I want my last question I want your address.
All right, guys. First Timothy 2 and 9. Let's read that. Just
chapter 2 and verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
Go ahead. Lord have mercy.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Wait a minute. What does the Bible say?
I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man.
Uh-huh.
Which scripture does this again?
But to be in silence.
Read it again. Tell me what it's called.
Of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 11.
That's in the New Testament for our Christian brothers and sisters. Go ahead.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
For Adam was first formed, then Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
That's why you don't have women teaching. Because they're the ones that get deceived.
I ain't going to bring that up with my priest when I go.
You ask?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read this text. Okay. And it follows into my last question I want you to address.
Gotcha.
Attunement. And remember, we have, I might speed this up. I want to know, how does one get saved in this organization? I'm going to read this quickly. I think the greatest test the Lord give us as Christians is for us to accept all of our brothers and sisters, regardless of race, creed, etc. The world is in turmoil cause for this same reason, because we cannot learn to respect and love our brother and truly embrace the beauty in our differences. Racism is born of fear of something that is foreign to us. And let's talk about atonement and give you the last minute to do that. Can someone become saved?
Okay, so we're going to read that. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. You know, all of that sounds great and all that's interesting, but we never asked that before the preaching of a black Jesus.
Yes.
We never asked those questions. Mm. Read what you got.
Luke chapter 1 and verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people.
So once again, we're in the New Testament of the Bible.
Hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
Read.
As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began,
right,
that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us.
That's what we're waiting on.
And they're getting ready to cut us. But can someone get saved in your religion?
This is the salvation.
Yes.
That we be saved from our enemies. So when you come in, you accept yourselves as Israelites, and you apply God's commandments in the faith of Christ, then salvation is for you.
Amen. This has been C.A. Nuri on Guardian Radio on AM. We have Captain Kemuel, who came down from the United States and he brought other persons. And we're talking about the Israelites of the world. Thank you very much for joining us.
We thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. All right.